The Splendor of You. Here is your host, Debbie Sansone Schlaprisi.
Hi, I'm Debbie Schlaprisi. Welcome to The Splendor of You. Just the other day, I was really feeling stressed and overwhelmed. You know, I'm laughing now because I think just about every time that I have an opportunity to connect with you on radio, I'm always talking about being stressed or overwhelmed. But truth is truth, and that's where I've been. And so basically, I really was feeling that. And three things happened that changed the course of my mood, my feeling, my heart. And here's what occurred. So again, beginning stressed, overwhelmed. Maybe you feel like that now. Maybe you know it could be coming. Maybe you have felt like that. Here are the three things that happened in my life that made a huge difference. And I'm not the first person to have experienced this, okay? Number one, my circumstances did not change. They remained the same. Not only did they remain the same, in fact, it seemed as if even more was heaped on to what already was a pile that to me felt like Mount Olympus. Number two, I went on a couple of hour pilgrimage when I didn't feel like it, thinking I needed to get at the task at hand, but I had planned it. I went on a couple hour pilgrimage with a dear friend of mine who every May always says just locally that we'll take a little time to go to a shrine. She's taught me how to do this. We pray one rosary on our way there. We pray one rosary while we're there for the intentions of our heart. And we pray one rosary when we leave to go home. Number three, on Sunday, the next day, I went to adoration with clipboard and pen in hand, asking the Lord to help me. So three steps. Circumstances didn't change. Or I should say three facts. Circumstances didn't change. They worsened. Number two, took some time out for a little pilgrimage and prayer. Part of that number two that I failed to say, which is imperative, is once we were at the shrine, my friend just innocently and kindly asked, Deb, you know, what are your intentions? You know, what do you want to lift up? And with that, I just started, the floodgates opened up and my friend listened. She was present to me and she listened and we prayed. So number one, circumstances didn't change. Number two, took a couple of hour pilgrimage to take some time out in prayer in the midst of busyness. Number two, my friend listened to me. I opened up and shared with a friend. Number three, I went to adoration with clipboard and pen in hand. And you'll know why I'm sharing about clipboard and pen in hand, because writing down makes a difference. It frees our mind. So these are three steps that made all the difference in the world for me, because all of a sudden I was lighter. I didn't feel burdened. I didn't feel like I was 900 years old and I couldn't even stand up. It was the difference of being fully alive, you know, thriving versus surviving. And these three steps made all the difference. Stepping back. That's what really was part of making the difference. Stepping back. When's the last time, my friends, you stepped back? Step back where you could just breathe. Step back where you could just maybe have a half hour. A half hour, not where you were shoving every novena, rosary, prayer in there. And don't get me wrong, I'd be lost without my rosary. We all are given the gift of the rosary and to step into the protection of the rosary, to place our families into the protection of the rosary while we pray for them. But my friends, in addition, we have to have that half hour, that time of meditation, that time where we are just talking to Jesus. We're just with him. We're just breathing. Maybe we're not saying a word. That's important to get that time. You know, and the next thing is, so stepping back to a holy, tranquil space, getting that 15 minutes, that 30 minutes where you are just with Jesus. And the other point a good friend, a priest, a nun, a counselor, someone, a dear friend, someone trusted that who will listen to you, okay? Support you and not load you up with advice, okay? That was one of the things that was so wonderful about my dear friend, Mary Beth. She listened. She actually listened. She didn't load me up with advice, you know? And of course, the next piece, which is so important, is adoration. If you have an opportunity to go before our Lord in adoration, it's miraculous, miraculous. Jesus gives us the gift of one another. He gives us himself in the Blessed Sacrament. And he gives us his presence day in and day out. And in the midst of all of this, my friends, I was given peace. So step back to a holy, tranquil place. Talk to a friend and unload whatever's on your mind and heart. Hold on to the rosary. Pray into it. Pray it. Step into that protection. Bring it all to God. And now we come to the clipboard and pen. As my dad, who I often quote, God bless his soul, he passed away a little more than a year ago, just before his 94th birthday. Dad always said, put it on paper. My dad was a man who went from absolutely nothing, no material goods, nothing except an incredibly beautiful, loving, awesome family that had faith and had love. My great-grandmother was an immigrant. My grandpa came to this country as a little baby. So my father was almost the first generation Americans, and they came with nothing. But my dad lived by simple principles. One of those, he didn't complicate life, and yet there were many complications. You can't have 8 children, found a company that I think has over 300 employees, and not have complications. But my dad was a man of simple principles. And the number one of those, besides faith in God and praying his rosary every single day, was always, as he would say, honey, put it down on paper. Write it down. Friends, you and I are not computers. God made us people, human beings. We're capable of thinking and receiving and sorting information and emotions at all levels. But sometimes, I mean, not all at once, okay? We need time by ourselves, and writing things down, you know, can help. Anything from finances to the pros and cons of a decision. Dad would literally have his legal pad, and he would have his pencil, because that way you can erase. And he would put on one side, you know, whatever might be burdening him, or maybe it might be the pluses and the minuses, if this occurred or that occurred, or it might be finances and numbers. Write them down. It takes us from swimming around. And by the way, this is a psychological principle, that one of the ways for clarity is first it starts in that brain, you know, then we put it on paper. Second level of clarity, then we speak it out. Third level of clarity. So the point is that this is a psychological means to having clarity in our minds, okay? So that's something you might want to put into place, okay? That whole idea of put it on paper. And I'll say to my kids sometimes, did you put it on paper? Yeah, Mom, I don't want to do that. You know, I'm just talking through it. I want to do what Pa has told us all to do. I don't have time for that. Friends, we have to have the time for it. It's the time. It'll save you so much time in the end, so much time. And then the idea of stepping away. According to Scripture, even our Lord stepped away. He'd go off by himself, you know, while everyone was clamoring to see him. And at the same time, others were questioning him, and others wanting to outsmart him, and others wanting him to stay with them, and others, you know, plotting to arrest and kill him. And not to mention that our Lord had relationships with Our Lady, his friends, the apostles. All of that required time and balance. And on top of all that, the needs of eating and sleeping and shelter, because our God became fully man and fully God without sin. So fully divine and fully man. He knew what it was like to have to juggle so much. And because I often think about this with Our Lady, once somebody had said to me, well, the Blessed Mother, I mean, she never sinned. So life had to be, you know, a cakewalk. Not quite like that, but that was sort of the inference of the conversation. And think about it. When someone is so good, that makes their heart, their mind, their soul even more sensitive to sin, to what, to the ins and outs of life that can pull us down. I think about Our Lady and our Lord's heart, Jesus as God-man, the sensitivity and the love and the depth that had to be present that could pick up on so much that perhaps many of us miss. Our Lady would be so sensitive to so many things going around her. Talk about feminine genius on steroids, and our Lord Jesus, God-man. Oh, my goodness, my friends. And so, Jesus, our Lord, what would he do with all of that, juggling all kinds of balls of life at one time and being fully God Almighty and fully man, except for sin? Jesus would step away by himself. You know, if it's good enough for our Lord, it's got to be good enough for you and me. He was taking care of the whole world, so I guess he made time. Add to that, my friends, the practical, the simple. Jot it down. Put pen to paper. Whether finances, numbers, whatever it might be, a decision, the plus and minuses of what might be the pluses and the minuses. Ask the Holy Spirit to inspire you when you sit there with that blank piece of paper and that pen in hand. The Holy Spirit will help you. Or maybe it's a matter of making a list or a schedule of to-do or how to manage and anticipate. The Holy Spirit will help us to think and he'll direct us, but we have to have that quiet. Now you may be thinking, you know, I can't step away. I don't have the time. You have no option, my friend, if you want to have peace and thrive in your life. The presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament opens up spaces within our minds and our hearts that allow for grace to flow fully and freely. Once again, you and I are called to literally dial down the noise and go within. Go within. I mentioned last show that I'm always looking on the outside. I got to fix that, point there, point there. Friends, we need to point within ourselves. Look within ourselves. Our biggest problem in life so often can be blaming others, pointing to another, blaming them for what's going on in our lives. Drop that. Perhaps they are to blame, but you're no victim. Pick it up. Pick yourself up. Go before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. If you can't get to Blessed Sacrament, pull him up. Pull that adoration time up on your phone. If you're not adept at that, I get it. Literally just talk to Jesus. Look at the sky. Look outside. Look at a flower. Close your eyes. Get connected to your God. All you have to do is say, Lord, I desire peace. I desire your hand upon my life. Come in my life. Jesus will meet us in our desire, my friends. And whether you feel it or not, don't worry about that. Skip that. Believe. Trust. The presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament opens up spaces within our minds and our hearts that allow for grace to flow freely. Once again, you and I are called. Dial down the noise. Social media will drive you nuts. We live in a world that is frantic. Without the balance of silence, you and I are going to lose our hope. We're going to lose our zeal for life. That happened to me that day. Not that day, 4 days. By speaking to my friend, all of a sudden, some themes came forward. I realized what was going on in my life. And I can give it to Jesus, offer it to Jesus, and he'll show me the way. You and I only have so much time on this planet to go before our Lord and to lift up our hearts to him. Okay? Only so much time. Never stop showing up. Never. I was with a wonderful gentleman the other night, and he said, well, you know, now this was a guy who went to Mass all the time, daily, pre-COVID, daily. And now that COVID's lifting, he said, well, you know, I really don't go. I've just found that, you know, I just pray on my own. Are you kidding me? that gentleman I was sharing, he has a lovely wife. I said, what? Let me ask you, if you talk to your wife on the phone versus seeing your wife face to face and embracing her, hugging her, is there a difference? Of course there's a difference. My friends, we are not computers. We're not machines. We are people with heart, mind, body, and soul. Our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, our Lord in the Eucharist, in the sacrifice of the Mass, in the sacraments of reconciliation, comes to us in a meaningful, powerful way that cannot be met when we're just doing our own little thing. That's not to discount prayer, private prayer. I just shared earlier in the show, 15 minutes, a half hour, we have to have it. We have to quiet our hearts, our souls, be one with our Lord. Breathe, just breathe through it. But my friends, the power that we are given, that's brought forth to us in the Eucharist, is amazing. It's a gift beyond all telling. One day when we end this time, and all of us, we're going to die, okay? It's going to happen. Nobody has avoided it. It's going to happen. That day, there'll be clarity about the power of the Eucharist, the difference that it made or could have made in our lives. Friends, all we have to do is desire. God will meet us in our desires. The other day when I was beginning my rosary, I asked the Lord, I said, help me understand the mysteries. I was asking Blessed Mother, please, dear lady, because sometimes I'm just whipping through it. And I was on the second sorrowful mystery, and it was Jesus scourging at the pillar. And all of a sudden, I realized that Jesus did that for me. For me. He did it for you. Not generically, but really for you. He loves you that much. Scripture says Jesus died for you. He loves you that much. When you're feeling vulnerable, when you're feeling alone, when you're feeling a little bit knocked around, you know, like a punching bag, it's a good time to remind yourself, I am loved by God. He loves me. He chose me. There's something empowering about that absolute truth. It's tough to be a victim, my friends, when you and I get that we are absolutely loved by God, and that you are never alone. People may hurt us, huh? Take advantage of us. And we feel the hurt, and we have to acknowledge it. You got to face it, because if we try to rush right past it, it's going to follow us, okay? It's going to get there. So we do face it, and we feel it, which doesn't feel good. And then, my friends, then we forgive. That forgiveness gives us freedom. It doesn't make the other person right. It gives us freedom. You know, it does. Look at our Lord's words. At times of loneliness and loss and betrayal, John 16, I think this is 29 to 33. The disciples said to Jesus, now you're talking plainly and not to any figures of speech. Now we realize that you know everything and that you don't need to have anyone question you. Because of this, in other words, you sort of proved it to us. Because of this, we believe that you came from God. Jesus answered them, do you believe now? Behold, the hour is coming and has arrived when each of you will be scattered to his own home and you will leave me alone. But I am not alone because the Father is with me. The Father is with you. God loves you. Jesus loves you. Give Jesus, give our Lord, give Father God all of it. Your mistakes, your worries, your disappointments, your hurts, your disappointments in your children and others, whatever it might be, all of it. Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. Look at yourself, my friends, through the eyes of God. You know, give yourself space to flourish and realize that you're in someone that is greater than you. Greater than you. You see, the world tells us, the culture says to us, what? Be nice. It was just, I can't believe that the priest, his name just escaped me. He's a fabulous priest, and I just heard him speak last night. Anyway, oh, it's Father Mason said that. He was talking about what the culture says versus what we're called to. My friends, we're not be nice, feel good about yourself, and God is sort of a distance force that you call upon when you need help. Friends, our faith tells us that we are called to so much more than that. The Sisters of Life talk about being a friend to yourself. It isn't simply relegated to feeling good about myself, being nice. A doctor friend of mine said to me recently, Debbie, a priest in confession said, there are a lot of nice people not making it to heaven. We're called to be good, intentional, purposeful, and we can't do that without time away and time with our Lord. Okay? That's what we have to find. We don't feel good about ourselves. Rather, we believe in the glorification of ourselves through our Lord. This is all about virtue, friends, a healthy self-love that allows us to do what? To avoid sin and to believe in ourselves for God's sake. Humbly, humbly believe in ourselves for God's sake, because He died for you. He died for me. Humbly realizing the gift that I am, and then being able to give myself away united with God. Be aware, my friends, of the enemy's attack on your identity, whether that's to steal your time, make you feel bad about who you are, put yourself down, or otherwise bloviate about yourself. Just remember, you have to fortify yourself, and you're going to get those attacks, okay? And what can we say? Jesus, help me to see myself as you see me. Help me, Jesus, to see myself as you see me. Tell yourself the truth of who you are, my friends. You are good. You are sacred. You are chosen by God. Very, very important, according to the holy ones and the saints, for you and for me to realize this. Lord, please give me the grace to receive myself and who I am from the Father. In closing, my friends, I would encourage you to take a little time today, that 15 minutes even, if you don't have a half hour, get quiet, just be with Jesus, just breathe, take time, and possibly see about talking to a friend, a trusted one, someone where you can just have some time and unload, not worry, and let them know ahead of time, please, I just need you to be present here with me, just to be present, to listen. So many husbands, I have to tell you, men are so used to having to fix things. That's part of what you do. You protect. You take care of. You look ahead to see the dangers so that you can protect those that are behind you, your spouse, your children. And so often, men are having to solve things, fix things. I would encourage you that the one thing, husbands, gentlemen, fathers, brothers, the one thing that women need is to be listened to. Not to be treated like a child, therefore to be fixed, to take care of it, to solve the problem, but rather sometimes we just need to be listened to. Just listen. And for us wives, we and women in our world, we have to realize that we are not to treat the men in our lives like children, disrespecting them, telling them how to eat or sit up or what to do. So that was just a little caveat to throw in at the end. Don't ask me where that came from. Holy Spirit, I hope it came from you. If it doesn't touch your heart, discount it. If it does, praise God. And so in closing, there's a beautiful song, another Andrea Bocelli song. And I wanted to just share the words with you because some of it is in Italian. And I'm thinking, well, maybe you speak Italian, but I don't. This is about the power that we have within us and that Jesus has called us to be who we are. And basically, these are the lyrics. It's, look outside. You know, this is the day you'll remember. Hurry, get up and go. There are those who believe in you. Don't give up. This is a big part of the song. Don't give up. We were born to shine. We were born to shine. Someone is with you. Our Lord's with you, my friends. We are not alone. Look ahead and never turn your back on the caress of your dreams and your hopes. And one day, as we turn towards that day that will be, there's a finish line. And in order to shine, my friends, you and I have to win. And how do we win? We win by spending time with our Lord. We win through virtue. We win by avoiding sin. How do we do all of that? We have to spend time with Jesus. He does it for us. We have to invite him in. God bless you. Hope you enjoy this song. And remember, like stars in the sky, you were born to shine. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in to The Splendor of You. That's www.splendorofyou.com. www.splendorofyou.com. God bless you.
This has been The Splendor of You with Debbie Sansone-Schlaprezee.